Minister, I want to raise the urgent access of the drug givinostat for children. I want to raise the urgent issue of access to the drug givinostat for children living with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or DMD as is commonly known. And givinostat was approved by the European Medicines Agency last June, so it's nearly a year now, but the HSC is still reviewing whether they're going to actually cover the cost of this drug for children and adults across the state. And makes the delays around givinostat's availability particularly distressing, Minister, and I'm sure you know this, is that it is only available to children who still have mobility. So these children are in a race against time, and they are looking on as the HSE and the government drags their feet while their children are seriously at risk of not being able to have this life-changing support through this drug. The matter is particularly urgent for young Aaron Langan. Aaron is a 9-year-old. He's from Lahey. He's from my county in Donegal. And his family are fearful that Aaron's mobility is further impacted by this condition, that he will not be able to have this life-changing drug, even if the HSE approves its reimbursement. Aaron's mother and father, Aaron, they were here last year in the Dáil, campaigning, pleading with government to get their act together to allow them access to this life-saving drug. At that time, Aaron was walking. Today, he's in a wheelchair, and the issue of mobility is absolutely crucial. This drug isn't just a light game-changer for Aaron. Young Dermot O'Sullivan from my own county of Donegal is another example. Dermot is 10 years of age. Dermot, his older brother Nathan, was on a trial in Britain. Nathan is now an adult who is able to avail of this drug, have a fulfilling life. But yet Dermot, who is 10, is not able to have this drug. Imagine the distress of a parent knowing that one child has the drug that changes your life and the other child is denied it because the HSE and the government haven't got their act together. I'm asking the government for a compassionate intervention to allow these drugs available to these children who are in a race against time.
And talk to Patrick Gallagher.
Carol, I'm pleased to have the opportunity to raise this important issue by way of topical, and my colleague Deputy Doherty has outlined how it's affecting two families in Donegal. The European Medicines Agency has approved this drug, the DMD, last year, and now I, together with I'm sure all colleagues in the House, are anxious that the department exert the pressure on the HSE to make this drug available to these children. And an example of the success of this drug is that Nathan O'Sullivan, whom Deputy Doherty has mentioned, has been on this drug for a number of years. His mother took him to the UK, was on the trial drug, and it's been extremely successful in prolonging his life, acting as a full life, working with the local GAA as a statistician, has his own car. So we would like to think that his brother, Dermot, and the Langan family would have an opportunity of obtaining this drug as well. And we know the cost of it can seem rather high, but we can't put a cost on the life of a child. They are suffering, the family are suffering. There's the mental torture of this. It's 24 by 7 by 365 days of the year while they have to care for these children. There are about 100 or so in the country, and I think it's incumbent on the Minister, on the HSE and on the Department to ensure this drug is made available as soon as possible. There's a question of a bit ambulatory, and they have to be able to move when they start the drug. So the clock is ticking, and it's vitally important that a positive decision is taken as soon as possible, and the provision of the drugs is made available. And I would also say to the drugs company, who are making exorbitant profits, that they should reduce the prices, and they should now work with the department and the HSE to make the drug available sooner rather than later. Thank you.
I want to thank both deputies, Deputy Gallagher and Deputy Doherty, for raising this issue today, and I will be answering on behalf of the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carr-McNeill. And as stated, Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a rare and progressive disease affecting the muscle strength and function of boys almost exclusively, with approximately 10 children diagnosed with the condition each year. Minister Carl McNeill has engaged with representative groups and the parents of children suffering from this condition several times over the past year. The Minister has followed progress closely and will be meeting with patient groups again this week. The government is committed to providing timely access to new and innovative medicines and has made considerable investments in recent years, with annual expenditure on medicines now approaching €4 billion. To move completely to Givinostat, it's sold under the brand name Duzivat for the treatment of DMD in ambulant patients aged 6 years or older, has recently undergone assessment by the European Medicines Agency. The European Commission granted conditional marketing authorisation for use of Givinostat in this indication on the 6th of June 2025. The Health Service Executive has statutory responsibility for decisions on pricing and reimbursement of medicines in accordance with the Health Pricing and Supply of Medical Goods Act 2013. In line with the Act, a company must submit an application to the HSE to have a new medicine added to the form, the formal reimbursement list. Reimbursement is for licensed indications which have been granted marketing authorisation by the EMA or Ireland's Health Products Regulatory Authority. So this is the important piece. The Minister met with her Italian counterpart at EBSCO Council meeting in June 2025 in Luxembourg to ask him to encourage the company Ital Pharmaco to submit a timely pricing and reimbursement application to Ireland. On the 6th of August 2025, an application for reimbursement was received by the HSE and underwent a rapid review by the National Centre for Pharmaeconomics. Following the conclusion of a rapid review on the 14th of August 2025, a full health technology assessment was commissioned by the HSE on the 26th. The assessment of the pricing and reimbursement application for Givinostat could not proceed until the NCPE received a full HTA from the company almost 4 months later on the 15th of January 2026. I need to set out the timelines very, very clearly. The HTA has been completed, and confidential commercial negotiations between the HSE's corporate pharmaceutical unit and Ital Pharmaco have begun, with the receipt of a commercial offer from Ital Pharmaco on Friday, the 8th of May, which is last Friday. The HSE continues to engage with the applicant to progress this application in a timely manner. So just to be very, very clear here, the conclusion of the rapid review on the 14th of August, a full health technology assessment was commissioned by the HSE. The assessment of the pricing and the reimbursement application for Givinostat could not proceed until the NCPE received a full HTA from the company. That arrived on the 15th of January this year. The HTA has been completed now, and confidential commercial negotiations are underway, and a commercial offer was received from the company on Friday last. And I want to thank you for sharing the stories of both families, whom I believe will be very concerned to understand exactly where the hold-ups are.
Thank you.
Minister, with respect, really, that doesn't cut it for these families. These are parents that are looking at their children in a race against time. And like the case of Dermot is an example of this here. And Dermot's mother, she spoke to me and she said this. She said, as you know, Dermot's brother, Nathan, has the same condition. He has access to the drug through a UK trial for the last over 10 years. But Dermot is approaching the age where he is likely to lose mobility. She said, imagine as a mother opening the fridge every day and giving my eldest boy this life-changing medicine and not to my other little boy. Imagine the turmoil that causes me day after day. She said that she met with the Minister for Health. A promise was made to allow compassionate access that would be fast-tracked for her child. She says that time is not on our side. Aaron's case, a young boy of 9 years of age, is the same. He was walking when they were pleading with government last year, and now he's in a wheelchair, not knowing even if the drug is approved, whether they can access it. Minister, this isn't good enough. I'm a parent of four young boys. I go through a wall for them, and your government has to allow compassionate access immediately to these drugs.
What's difficult to understand, Minister, is Givinostat is available in mostly all of the EU countries, and whatever is to be decided now must be fast-tracked. You did refer to the receipt of a commercial offer on the Friday, 8th of May. I believe over the next number of weeks, a decision should be taken and must be taken. Now, the ironic thing about it is this. that Aaron's family are living in Lahey, close to the border. O'Sullivan's family are living in Ballybuffet, close to the border. And the children on the other side of the border, whether it's in Fermanagh or Donegal or Tyrone or wherever, they're availing of this. So it's vitally important that there should not be discrimination as far as these children are concerned. And we're pleading with you, we're pleading with the Minister, who's pragmatic. We had dealings with her in relation to issues in Donegal. And I would hope that a decision can be taken soon, and that the question of finance should not be an issue. And I'm again calling on the all concerned, whether it's the drug company, the HSE, the department, to ensure that these children avail of this treatment as soon as possible. Time is ticking. It's an important issue, Chairman. It's important.
Thank you very much to both deputies, and I do think it's important that we understand that there is negotiations underway. There is a system and a process in place, and you know, simply saying that doesn't cut it for from a political perspective is no logic at all. There are children all over Ireland that need this drug. The minister recognises that there is a process in place. Italpharmaco are the pharmaceutical company who came last Friday. They came last Friday with a proposal, and the confidential commercial negotiations are underway. Today is Wednesday. The reason why there was a delay from January to this time is because the NCPE didn't receive the full health technology assessment from the company until the 15th of January, which took 4 months. I don't know why these delays have happened. But what I do know is that there are children that need this drug. And I do believe with both of you that there shouldn't be a situation that one child is living in Donegal and one child is living 5 miles down the road and they have access to the drug. We get that. But as I've said, and it couldn't be clearer, they received the application in relation to the commercial negotiations last Friday, and is currently getting the very best of attention. I will speak to the Minister again later on today in relation to this. She knows that both of you are raising this. She wasn't in a position to be here today. The HSE cannot comment on the possible outcomes from the ongoing process, as you'll understand, because of the confidentiality around the nature of it. But I understand what you said about compassion. But I do also believe, and I agree with Deputy Pat the Cope, when you said as well, the pharmaceutical companies need to come to the table here as well. I was standing here last week answering a very, very similar question in relation to Friedrich's ataxia. And again, you know, it's really important now that we get the negotiations be underway and we get a positive result.